The first round of Major League Baseball's annual amateur draft is over, but the conference call goes on. More than 1,500 players will be selected by Major League teams in 50 rounds that take place today and tomorrow. It's hardly the show that the National Football League puts on every year, but the players are waiting at home to get a call. It's the first step in their professional careers. Joining us now is Alan Schwartz, a senior writer with Baseball America and a regular contributor to the New York Times, and he joins us by phone from New York. Alan, always good to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Neil.
And who was the first pick?
Oh, the first pick was a pitcher named Luke Hochaver. No one seems to be able to pronounce that correctly, including me, but that's our best attempt. He is a right-handed pitcher, formerly of the University of Tennessee, but he is now pitching for the Independent League's Fort Worth Cats because he did not sign a contract with the team that drafted him last year, the Los Angeles Dodgers. So he went back into the draft, and he was picked by the Kansas City Royals, the woeful Kansas City Royals, who, by virtue of having the worst record in baseball last year, were rewarded with the first pick this year.
And it's interesting. That pick tells us a couple of things. First of all, had this been the NFL football draft, everybody would know this man's name and how to pronounce it.
That's correct. The baseball draft is a little bit of a tree falling in the woods to many sports fans because the players are not very well known coming out of high school or college. College baseball has nowhere near the profile that college football, in part because of bowl games, and college basketball, in part because of March Madness, has. So college baseball and high school baseball has players who people haven't really heard of yet, but they will in 3 or 4 years. I mean, Barry Bonds came from Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, almost all the big stars in baseball, other than, of course, the ones who were signed out of Latin America, were all drafted on days such as this. You just don't know what kind of impact they're going to have for several years.
And the other point about Luke Hochaver is he is not, as I understand it, considered to be the best prospect.
Yeah, that's the problem with the baseball draft right now and has been for about 10 years, is because different teams have different types of wherewithal. Different teams have different budgets. The small market or small revenue Kansas City Royals simply cannot invest the same type of money in their draft picks that, say, the New York Yankees or Boston Red Sox or Los Angeles Dodgers can. So, in fact, they often get scared away from taking the best players. So as opposed to in basketball or football, where you can feel as if the teams with the best picks will choose the best players and therefore be helped and keep competitive balance, that cycle going, baseball is a little out of whack. The teams that are the worst teams often don't have the money to take the best players.
Well, why don't they just trade their draft pick then?
They're not allowed to trade draft picks. Baseball, ever since their draft began in 1965, baseball has not allowed its teams to trade draft picks. And the reason being is that baseball teams are scared that some teams will be stupid and trade away all their picks and have absolutely no future. Now, of course, that happens in basketball and football. It happened when the Minnesota Vikings traded away all their picks to get Herschel Walker. I don't know what year, maybe 1990,
mm-hmm.
traded away a whole bunch of picks, and the Vikings became bad, and the Cowboys became arguably the team of the 90s. But baseball doesn't allow its executives to be foolish or smart. They just force teams to spend their picks. You're not allowed to trade them. You're not allowed to use them as trade bait. And it creates a certain imbalance that, unfortunately, today was felt because the best player, the consensus best pitcher in the draft, player in the draft, a fellow named Andrew Miller, a pitcher from the University of North Carolina, he fell all the way to number 6 and the Detroit Tigers because the Royals drafting number 1, the Rockies at number 2, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at number 3, the Pittsburgh Pirates at number 4, none of them wanted to get into negotiations with a pitcher who they were afraid might not sign with them.
We're talking with baseball pal Alan Schwartz, author of The Numbers Game, Baseball's Lifelong Fascination with Statistics. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And the other thing about the draft is baseball, these guys are going to spend 2, 3, sometimes 5, 6, and indeed their entire careers in the minor leagues. This is not as reliable a draft as the football draft or the basketball draft.
Oh, by no means. I mean, generally, any player picked in the first 10 picks in basketball and probably the first 20 or 30 in football will almost always become some sort of an impact player for his team, and that will become even higher in basketball because they're no longer drafting high school players who burn out more quickly. It's harder to project an 18-year-old body than it is a 21-year-old body, and that's oftentimes been the problem with the baseball draft,
mm-hmm.
is on choosing players at age 18 who aren't gonna, you know, who just don't make it. Their fastballs don't improve. Their bodies don't get stronger. They don't learn the ins and outs of pitching or of hitting. And a lot of money gets wasted in baseball. But the problem is that Major League Baseball has never felt comfortable allowing college sports, the college baseball system, to become the breeding ground for the next generation of players.
You did an interview with Mark Teixeira, now a star player in Major League Baseball, but who got drafted coming out of high school and elected to go to college. He took the risk of maybe getting injured. Indeed, he had a bad ankle injury, but it's all worked out for him.
Well, that's true, and there are a lot of players who get drafted out of high school, choose not to sign with their teams, which is the problem, is that teams aren't guaranteed the players the way they are in basically in basketball and football. Here, it's a roll of the dice. A team could spend their first-round pick and not end up getting anything. And that's what happened, not necessarily in Teixeira's case, but Mark Teixeira was a top high school player back in 1998, if memory serves. He was taken by the Boston Red Sox, was offered $1.5 million, decided to go to Georgia Tech instead. So the Red Sox had nothing to show for that draft pick. And then he came out 3 years later and was rewarded with a very high contract from the Texas Rangers, and today is one of the most feared sluggers in the major leagues. But for every Mark Teixeira, there are three flameouts, three top guys. I could name 20 of them right now. Have you ever heard of Shea Morenz?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah, but I worked in minor league baseball for a while, so I saw him play for the Norwich Navigators and realized he wasn't going anywhere.
That's right. Well, Shea Morenz was a huge deal back in 1992 and was a great, great, great slugger in high school. And you know what? He never amounted to anything.
Yeah,
that
no.
Happens a lot in baseball.
Didn't much help the Navigators either. But Teixeira had some interesting advice for kids coming out of high school. He says, you know, unless baseball is everything in your life, go to college.
And a lot of people do say that. Of course, it's very easy for him to say that because it worked out for him. Several top picks have decided to go to college instead and never ended up being anything and perhaps regretted not having signed and gotten some money instead. But I think in general, there are more sad stories of, you know, kids coming out of high school, foregoing college educations and college scholarships to play minor league baseball, to go after the dream. And next thing you know, their career has stalled in the you know, Class A Sally League, you know, because they just can't hit a curveball, and they don't have nearly as much to fall back on as they would have had they failed after having attended college. Major League Baseball has a scholarship program, and many of the players actually don't cash in their chips, don't participate in that program when it's free. They can go to college for free after their careers end. But when you're 27 and have two kids, it's a little hard to go back to college.
Alan Schwartz, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Anytime, Neil.
Alan Schwartz, senior writer with Baseball America and a frequent contributor to the New York Times.